You're standing outside a church. Well, a former church. The utilitarian brickwork harks back to simpler times. And yet, in this current environment, it seems to have a solidity that the concrete monstrosities around it lack. You wonder whether, as Jamison promised, this place will be your salvation. You hold the stitch in your side and look down the length of Charlotte Street. You hear bursts of weapons fire and the deep boom of explosions. You okay? Not really, you say. Jamison nods. His face is covered in soot. He smiles, but it doesn't touch his eyes. Come on, we'd better get inside. You push through the doors of Pancake Manor, pausing as your eyes adjust to the gloom. The place is deserted. There's food on some of the tables and overturned chairs everywhere. All the lights are still on. You scan the vaulted ceilings for signs of roaches and strain your eyes for the sound of scuttling legs or shimmering wings. Will you ever be able to sleep again without jumping at the slightest noise? Jamison leads you through the dining area and then the kitchens. Why here?
I'll show you.
At the back of the kitchen, there's a heavy steel door. He opens it, leading you down a flight of stairs. At the bottom of the stairs is another door, again made of heavy steel. Jamison pushes it open. You're expecting an old, dimly lit basement, most likely crammed with broken furniture and old, unwanted kitchen equipment. Instead, you find yourself standing in a well-lit area. Camp beds are laid out in neat rows on the polished concrete floor. There's a well-appointed kitchen at one end of the room, where someone is knocking up some pancakes. Your stomach growls. At the other end, a sign points through to an amenities area. There are a few people already here, pacing the floor or sitting on the camp beds. The thing that strikes you most is how well-lit the room is. There's a complete lack of shadow. Nowhere for the bugs to hide. How? Dave knows the owner. Did some work for him. He was sleeping rough when I met him, but before that he was a structural engineer. Dave won him over, convinced him we weren't imagining things. So what do we do now? As if in response, a loud boom reverberates through the bunker. Dust falls from the ceiling. Well, I don't know how long the telecommunications infrastructure is going to hold out, Jamison says. So if you've got any more roach photos to upload, now would be the time. Don't forget to tag them #StreetReads14 and #MutantRoach. Every photo that's taken will help us fight back. If we survive this thing and save the city, we'll be richly rewarded. Then we wait, and when the time comes, we fight. This is the end of your adventure. Thank you for playing Street Reads. Why not go back to the start and do another adventure? Make sure you upload your photos to Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter with the appropriate hashtag. The more photos you upload, the more chances you have to win the grand prize.